country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes?
Country folks can survive.
We country folk can survive. And that's what you're all doing out there. Thank you. Thank you for joining the show. Here on March 18th, 2024, fine Monday. I'm way up here in northern North Dakota, and Trump country, pure Trump country, from corner to corner, border to border, every town, every little wide spot in the road is Trump country here in North Dakota. And the and that's true, by the way, in what the left hates this. You know, this is the real America. All these Midwestern states, all of these mountain states, all of these country states, all of these agricultural states, all these places where people work. You know, not in a banking tower in New York or a banking tower in L.A. or a yacht club in Miami. And, well, thank you for joining us. So we've got a bunch of stuff, more than we can ever cover here tonight. So we'll just touch upon it, try to get the spirit of it over to you, try to give you some highlights of all the good things in that. And I assure you, over the weekend, only, let me think for a second, only good things happened. Seems ironic to say it, but we're plunging towards hell, but good things are happening along the way. And maybe we're going to pull out of this dive. So I guess we're like really good Thunderbird or Blue Angel pilots, or Top Gun pilot in a plunging, nosediving airplane, who are fully confident they can pull out of the dive. They think they can do it. And that's where we are. We're in a nosedive, but we've got people pulling hard on the stick, who seem to think they can pull it up before it hits the ground. So let's talk about it tonight. Now, we're going to talk about the great Trump rally this weekend in Dayton, Ohio. We'll have some timeless words spoken by the president on Saturday in Dayton, Ohio. It's the home of Wilbur and Orville Wright. And you'll enjoy that. There was a great rally the weekend before in Rome, Georgia, that was equally fantastic. We didn't get to cover that enough. Let's see what's coming up. What do we have to look forward to? I go to DonaldJTrump.com. Kind of obvious, huh? And there you have a tab. You look up at the top and you've got, you know, the mission, the news, the agenda, the issues. Events. There's a tab for events. And, shucks. There's no event scheduled. So that would mean not yet, for this upcoming weekend. But I'll bet you a dollar to a donut there will be one before we reach Saturday. And we rely on these things, these huge Trump rallies. I mean, they are humongous, and they're bigger than ever. Now, I haven't been I went to Trump rallies in 2016. I went to Trump rallies in 2020. So I can speak at firsthand on those, but I want to go to a 2024 rally badly. And I'm thinking Trump will come to Minnesota within driving distance of my beater, or maybe even come to North Dakota. He has come to Fargo, which is only a 75-mile drive from here. So if he's in Fargo, oh, I'll be there. Anyway, and one reason he can come to Fargo is it's right across the Red River from Minnesota, so lots of Minnesotans can come, as they did the last time I was there with Trump there. And so it makes sense. It's a twofer for the president. He gets Minnesota voters, and he gets who he does need. He needs to win Minnesota, and he can win Minnesota. Unfortunately for us great North Dakota folks, there isn't any way he could lose North Dakota. He doesn't need to give us the time of day. And we're happy with that. So we don't want him to come here and spend time with us, just holding our hands. I mean, we're already 100% on board there. You know, there's a tiny little fringe of, demon rats who somehow squirreled their way into North Dakota, but nothing too serious. I'm just to give you the numbers. It's a 2-1 Trump state, 2-1. And it's like states like Oklahoma, West Virginia, Wyoming. These are all like massively Trump states. All right, let's go to. Now, I've got my one of my computers here. I've got a board on which you can appear. If you dial in the phone call board at 512, deep in the heart of Texas, down to Round Rock, Texas. That's just north of Austin, Texas. 512-248-8252. I don't know how I keep remembering that number. It's going to blank out some point. Maybe you've already got it carved into your desktop where you listen to this show. I should do that myself. In any event, you can call in. All righty. So let's go to the president himself. Let's turn my mic down and turn President Trump's mic up at this amazing event in Dayton, Ohio. Now, let me set the stage for you. As he did it, I think two or three of the rallies I attended, one of the features of some of his rallies at airports is that he lands Trump Force One, which is his huge, I think it's a Boeing 737, with rolled giant twin Rolls-Royce engines. And it's a very well-made. It's when Boeing was still making top quality aircraft, and in immaculate maintenance by Donald Trump. New engines regularly. It's got everything. And I'll bet you it's got engines that are way better than commercial. He lands in his plane. Then his pilot taxis over to us and comes right up to us, just close enough he doesn't suck us into the Rolls-Royce engines. it's so magnificent. He pulls right up to us waiting, you know, with the podium empty, waiting for him, and he's just feet away from the podium. It's an amazing bit of drama that he repeats over and over again. You don't want to miss it. You want to tell your grandchildren that you were there, that you saw it. So that's the setting. And then he's got people, just a huge crowd. And I'm looking at the crowd now. There's somebody behind him, a handsome guy with a, looks like he works, hardworking man, handsome. He's got on a shirt that says, "Let's go, Brandon." And we all know what that means. And then he's got on there the initials FJB. And that is not a brand of coffee. And we all know what FJB means. And he's right behind the president. It's wonderful. And, you know, the people in his crowds are so beautiful. It's such a contrast with the losers who show up at any kind of a Democrat event. In fact, the losers that sit in the Democrat seats in the Senate and the House, look at them. They're funny looking. They're ugly. Their eyes are vacant. They don't have souls. They don't have spirits. They're empty, empty people. But a complete contrast. Well, now let's listen to Donald Trump say what a contrast it is. Here's what he says in this speech. Let's go 51 minutes in. And it's pretty darn good right here. We can only play some of it, and especially if only I will shut up. So let's go in here to, let's see, this timeline starts at, he's 51 minutes into his speech. Let me look at the timeline at the end. Oh, it's a full hour and a half speech. The man is, what do we call him? Phenomenon? All right, so let's go to 51 in here. All right. Trust my cursor here. Here he is.
You know that. Hold on, I'm coming. Do we like it? Yeah. Who liked the Rolling? Okay, you had the Rolling Stones.
Oh, he's taking a poll on his exit songs. He used to use the Rolling Stones. A Rolling Stone song. I prefer Hold On, I'm Coming with Sam and Dave. Well, let's go. This is just a fun part of the presentation. It's important. Let's go forward a little bit here in the timeline.
Enforcement for high-level election interference against Biden's top political opponent never happened. We're not going to let it happen. I'll tell you what. My numbers are much higher than they would have been had these idiots just, I have like deranged Jack Smith. Somebody said, why do you call him deranged? I said, because I like telling the truth. He's a deranged individual. They said, but why don't you be nice to him? Because if you were nice to him, he'd be much worse. He's a bad guy. They're all bad people. They want to destroy our country, and we're not going to let them destroy our country. We're not going to.
Now, this is powerful. They're all bad people. And we're not going to let him destroy our country. Donald Trump gets right down to the nitty-gritty.
Let it happen. All of the persecution is only happening because I'm running for president and leading in the polls. If I weren't running, I wouldn't have any indictments. I got indicted more than Al Capone. Does anybody know who Al Capone is? Alphonse Capone.
Let's jump forward here. We got to economize here on time. All right. I hope I'm not going to miss what I want to show you. My cursor is. Okay, let's see if I can get it here. Hang on.
Al Capone.
Okay, that's the wrong spot. Let's go forward a little bit. Okay.
Fanny. It's spelled Fanny. It's spelled Fanny like your ass, right, Fanny? But when she became DA, she decided.
Okay, I wanted to get that for you. And let me give you the. I use phony. Fawny Willis, okay? Now, Donald Trump put up a post that is mostly visual. But it's so funny. And Elon Musk himself cracked up so much, he had to comment on it. And he used an emoji of a person with tears flying out of their eyes. They're crying. They're laughing so hard they're crying. And Elon Musk loved it. It's a video, a creative video. And one of the posters said, if Donald Trump, if he hadn't been so successful in government and in business, he would have been an incredible comedian, an incredible humorist. Beyond Mark Twain. And I agree. And in this video he posted, it's Fanny. It is Fanny, as in your ass, as the president just said. Fanny Willis, this guy Wade, who is her lead prosecutor, who's been paid by her hundreds of thousands of dollars, paid by her. Then he takes her on love trysts to hot spots. And this is all known. Everyone knows this. And finally, this dweeb McAfee in Georgia, this spineless jellyfish of a judge who has no balls whatsoever, is afraid of his own shadow. He gives Fanny Willis, Big Fanny, he gives her a pat on the behind and no punishment at all. But he says, you know, you can't keep Wade in the case with you. Your lover boy. So her lover boy is on the stand. And this is what the president posted. He was asked, did you ever go to a cabin with Fanny Willis? And I wish I had the clip, because whoever created this YouTube type, not YouTube, kind of a just a put together beautiful video. They put in the soundtrack of some beautiful, you know, like an R&B romantic standard with a slow tempo, you know, like Al Green type of song. Okay. And it shows what he did in court. He actually rolled his eyes up to the ceiling after he was asked, did you ever go into a cabin with Fanny? And he was the longest silence. He's looking at the ceiling. And you know what psychologists say is that people that look at the ceiling when they're asked a question, they're actually seeing the answer. And they're thinking about what they're going to tell you. How are they going to lie? What they're composing their answer as they look at the ceiling, rather than making eye contact with you. And so he's looking at the ceiling, and somebody, the person who created the video that the president posted, that Elon Musk just rolled on the floor about, he put in this Al Green type, you know, like, you know, hot romantic music. And they put in a bubble thought, you know, above Wade's head, a thought bubble with Fanny Willis in negligee, you know, posing, you know, they put her head on various, you know, people with negligee on. And it's Wade fantasizing about his girlfriend and the hot times they had together in cabins or otherwise. And it goes on forever. And Elon just loved it. And let me tell you, I'm feeling really good about Elon Musk. He did really lose many billions of dollars by rescuing Twitter for us. That was many billions of dollars that he lost. He ate it. And he was asked, I think it was Tucker asked him, was that a good financial decision? And he didn't answer. And his non-answer was clearly, hey, I lost a lot of money. But it was for the country. Elon Musk is a patriot. He's in the club. He's a good guy. He's doing tremendous things. Anyway, he puts in this, you know, thing where he loves this video of Wade with Al Green type music. And anyway, okay, let me go to the president now. I botched that. I should have just played the video for you, but here it is. You'll have to see it. The left is freaking out about how funny Donald Trump is.
Add a little French, a little fancy, Fawny, and, you know, Fawny and Mr. and Mrs. Wade, which his wife did not appreciate.
Wade's, of course, a married guy. We'll be right back. Don't change the channel.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
I can't find the video. I wonder if it's been destroyed and if it's been memory holed. And anyway, let's go to the president. Here he is. In what we were just listening to, here he is.
His wife didn't appreciate. Can you imagine these two people trying to take down a very popular? I'm a very popular president. I mean, again, I got more votes than any sitting president in history. We have these two lowlifes trying to take down a president of the United States. But you know, equally badly, they went after 26 people. They wanted to make it 48 people.
Let me move forward a little bit here. Okay, I'm going to hit some and miss some. All right, here we go.
This Emerson poll, general election, I'm up 9 points here in Ohio. In another poll, I'm up 14 points. And in another one, we're up 17 points. I only read polls when they're good, by the way. Nationwide, we're leading in every single swing state against Biden. The largest in the largest margins ever. You know what was interesting? Joe Biden won against Barack Hussein Obama.
Okay, he gets into an analysis here. It's a little bit complex. I'm going to jump forward. I'm hoping to hit these sweet spots. Okay, so far I hit one on Fannie. Fannie, I hit that sweet spot. All right, here we go.
Vote and vote for Bernie Moreno. He's a great guy. They're doing a number.
He's a great candidate in Ohio. And he brings up Jim Jordan. He brings up J.D. Vance to speak. Let's go considerably earlier in the speech.
It's like reading a moving flag at a 35-mile-an-hour wind. And then they say Trump's a bad guy, because I'll say this. Don't pay the teleprompter company. Don't pay.
Oh, this is great. His two teleprompter screens are waving in a like a really strong wind. Everybody's cracking up behind him there. He can't see a thing on these teleprompters. Doesn't make any difference for him. It's helpful to have notes and things that, on display, but you can't read these teleprompters.
Don't pay. And then he'll say, Trump didn't pay me. And they'll say, oh, Trump's a horrible human being. He's terrible. They gave me a pile of crap that this is the craziest thing. And look at all the television I have up there. I got all the television. And they won't say that. They'll say, Trump made a speech. It wasn't so good. It wasn't so good. You know, it's funny. I was asking Jim Jordan about it because he was commenting that we have the largest crowds in the history of politics. Nobody comes on. If Ronald Reagan came to a place called Dayton, Ohio, have you heard of it? If he came to Dayton, Ohio, honestly, J.D., if he had 300 or 400 people in a ballroom, that would be great. We get 25,000 to 30,000 people for a small rally is 20,000 people. We had 88,000 people show up in South Carolina. There was no venue. We had to, so we used the whole town. You read it. We used the whole town. The whole town was flooded. And it was unbelievable. And I said, you know, but nobody's ever had. We had one in Alabama. I call it the Mo Brooks speech.
Mobile.
Because Mo Brooks got up. He asked me for an endorsement. He was an election denier, which is the right thing because the election was crooked. And Mo Brooks got up. And he hired, I believe it was either Mitt Romney or John McCain's management team. But before that, he asked me for an endorsement. I gave it to him. He took a 54-point lead. Then he called me and said, I'd like to do a rally. Mo Brooks, a friend of Jim, right? Mo Brooks, legendary. Where's Mo? What happened to Mo? So he gets up. I said, you don't need a rally. You got a 54. Let me do rallies for people that need it. Sir, I'd like to have a rally. You have a 54-point lead. It's Alabama where I won it by 45 points, okay? I love Alabama, but
at that rally, there were like 80,000 people. That's where he's building up to. You know, let me go over here. There are some clips that are going to be more on the money than my rendition here of his speech. So let me give you a couple of clips of that speech. And all right, here's here's Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan, who is an Ohio congressman from Northwest Ohio.
The left controls just about everything. The left controls big media. The left controls big tech. The left controls big corporations. The left controls.
He's standing right in front of Donald Trump at this event. We'll come right back to Jim Jordan standing right in front of Donald Trump.
Managers were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
HealthSimple with Colorado Shilajit. Effect-Bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilaji is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilaji stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilaji is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilaji, like Colorado Shilaji, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilaji is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John,
Big Bad Donald John Trump. That is, and you know, I'm looking at a picture here of Donald Trump whacking a drive. He says this to a post today: a great honor to have won both the club championship and the senior club championship this week at Trump International. And let's go to the article. It shows him, here's a picture of a drive. Let me hit click on the video. And he kills it. He kills it. And he's very much in shape. This is a right under the... Oh, there are several shots here of his drives and his fairway shots. Very, very incredible. You're thinking you're looking at a national championship golfer. And you are. Incredible. And he's trim. He's trim. This is current Trump. And he won, you know, years ago on this show, we read the report that he won the senior championship at the Trump International in West Palm Beach. Now he's won the club championship, not the senior category. He beat everybody. Oh, here he is, sinking like a 40-foot putt. Another one. Here's a drive. Incredible. The man is an athlete. So don't let anybody tell you otherwise. All right. Let me close that out. And let's go to, this is a heck of a story. This is at revolver.news. Darren Beatty's incredible website. Leaked audio exposes FBI dirty dealings with key informant, the architect of Whitmer kidnapping plot. And there's a graphic, and the president posts this on Truth Social. The president puts this up, Donald Trump, that is. And he says, with a comment, wow, wow. And it's a picture of Gretchen Whitmer, the it looks like the, I forget the name of that type of person. And she's there with Christopher Wray with his FBI badge on. It's a cartoon kind of thing. And he's got a dog leash on an FBI asset. And he says, come on, do something. They're trying to create, this is what Revolver.news says to, with Donald Trump's reaction. Wow. They say, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Though it is commonly called the kidnapping plot, the Michigan plot also involved plans to storm the state capitol in Michigan. It doesn't help, of course, that the man who oversaw this entrapment travesty as head of the Detroit FBI field office was quickly promoted by Christopher Wray to run Washington, D.C.'s FBI field office in the months leading up to and after January 6th. This individual, called Stephen Dantuono, ended up being the public face of the now entirely discredited and continually unfolding January 6th pipe bomb investigation. Again, as Revolver was the first to report. What are the chances? But what is particularly striking and scandalous about the Michigan plot is not simply the extent of government infiltration, but the nature of it. The government's informants were not simply sitting by passively observing a terrorist plot in the making. An overwhelming majority of evidence shows that the government and its agents were the key active instigators. This is both in Michigan and January 6th, and initiators of every major advancement of this so-called plot, amounting to an entrapment operation of the most flagrant sort imaginable. And then they go through the details. I hope you're following it, folks. And Revolver.news is, you know, the truth is being held by a thin thread of brave people like Beatty at Revolver.news and like Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit. All right, let's go back to the president here. And by the way, let's just update here. I'm just going to hit refresh in case he's posted something brand new here in the while I was yammering away, which frequently happens. And truthsocial.com, not letting me down. This place works like a Swiss watch. Okay, here he's got something up 39 minutes ago. A Jesse Waters piece. And another thing called Biden's Border Bloodbath. Wonderful. He's got a piece slamming Rachel Madcow. Wonderful. And so those just went up. Let's play one of these he just put up. Let's play the piece, Jesse Waters' piece that he just put up. So this is from the president to us. Here it is. More or less. Sometimes I have to hit refresh on these things.
A young, scrappy, soon-to-be newspaper editor once asked Thomas Jefferson, "How do you run a newspaper?" Jefferson's response, "The man who never looks into a newspaper is better informed than he who reads them." as he who knows nothing is nearer to the truth than he whose mind is filled with falsehoods and errors. Translation, you're better informed by not knowing the news, unless you watch Fox. This was personal for Jefferson, who was relentlessly victimized by a wickedly partisan press, who labeled him a French traitor, an evil atheist, whose Louisiana purchase was unethically corrupt. Yes, Jefferson was scandalized for doubling the size and power of the U.S. And some things never change. Washington politicians are well-practiced in the art of yellow journalism. Nancy Pelosi once explained one dirty trick, the wrap-up smear.
Okay. That's going to be too extensive. So we'll go to a shorter one here. This is a post the president put up 56 minutes ago. Let's play it. Biden's border bloodbath.
Another tragic story connected to the border crisis. Travis Wolf was just one day away from celebrating his 12th birthday when a woman who was in the United States illegally from Venezuela crashed head-on into his family's Jeep.
Church teacher accused of abusing several children in Montgomery County, Maryland. Tonight, immigration officials tell us he was never supposed to be in the United States in the first place, and he had already been deported twice.
Palm Beach County deputies arrested three undocumented immigrants in Lake Worth Beach on sexual battery charges. According to the arrest affidavit, the three suspects, all from Guatemala, abducted a local woman along the street and threw
her. Okay, now I won't go all the way through this, but the import is this. The president's putting up a video that's he's doing these masterpiece video compilations. So this is a compilation of stories on good Americans, especially children, who've been brutalized, murdered, raped by immigrant invaders. And the invaders are showing on the screen. You see their pictures. You've already seen these pictures. So you know who the pictures are of. And but the important thing is the president is posting this completely politically incorrect, and just going there. He's saying the truth. This is the amazing thing about Donald Trump. Post after post, whether it's Fannie Willis criminals, Trump says what we're thinking. All right, let's go to the next instance of that. Getting down here. Let us go back to his speech in Dayton. I'll give myself another chance here. One of the things he said, I'll just give you the verbatim here, from memory, from my notes. The president said, in Dayton, he said, this election, November 5th, 2024, will be so important. It will be, he said, I am certain, the most important election in American history, in world history. And if we lose it, we lose America. I was very dramatic. The audience was quite hushed when he said this. They were with him all the way. And he said, he said it at 51 minutes. Let me see if I can't find it. I'm not going to find it. But he said, if we lose this election, I don't think there will ever be another valid election. This will be the last election. He said it in Dayton. Nobody else, I mean, very few people, kind of people we listen to in this audience, are saying that. But the president is going there. Speech after speech. It's not something cherry picked out of. He said this, you know, in a whisper to somebody in a private event. No, he's saying it from the podium to huge, massive crowds. Our country is toast. It's over. It's done. If we lose this election. And the beautiful news, the good news is, just giving you my summary of everything I read over this weekend and so on. Donald Trump, the more they pile on him, the more they're kicking, scratching, gouging, spitting. Donald Trump is coming back harder, harder, harder. He is. It's all boomeranging on the Joe Scarboroughs and the Mika Brzezinskis of the communist left. that currently controls America. And they can't stand it. Their heads are blowing up because his numbers, the evidence is his numbers are growing better and better and better. And people like Big Fannie Willis, the left is so desperate, they've entrusted their phony cases to people like Fannie Willis, who's having an affair with a married man who she's paying big bucks, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, to a totally incompetent lover who's taking her off on trysts. Of course, she's getting the benefit of that. She's paying herself, in effect, with government money, with taxpayer money. It's so corrupt, you can't make it up. And this dweeb of a white judge, McAfee, he doesn't have the cojones to call her on it. He's, you know, he's afraid, oh, they're going to get me. Oh, I live in Atlanta, and if I tell the truth, see, this is what Donald Trump will do, but not this McAfee. He doesn't have the nuts to say it. So he lets her off the hook. This is impossible. This is ludicrous. You couldn't make it up. You couldn't make it. Did you see Fannie Willis on the stand? Did you see her testimony? At one point in the testimony, the questioning was asking her whether she, let me try to remember the language here. If she had done something of a, I forget what the exact word was, but the attorney asked her, it was a very clear question, if she'd done a whole something, a whole kind of a performance on something. And she said, I beg your pardon? Did you just call me a whore? It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And she actually said that. And, I mean, this is a nut. I didn't find the spot in the speech I wanted to give you in the Dayton speech, but the president said the truth. Fannie Willis is a lowlife. Letitia James in New York is a lowlife. And he makes the contrast, the most popular president in American history, the most successful, the most important. He's being trashed by lowlifes who are elevated to some status of importance by people like Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. You can't make it up. It's so bad. It's so, you know, and one of the things I love about Elon Musk has balls. He is willing, you know, I'm going to lose, the richest man in the world. He says, okay, I'm going to lose, you know, this many billions of dollars. So what? I'm reading Elon's mind. This is what I hear from him. So what? What's the fun of having $100 or $200 billion if you're living in a country that's going into the toilet, that's not worthy of your children or your grandchildren? What's the point? And Elon Musk's answer, there is no point to that. If I have to spend $40 billion to buy Twitter, and overnight it's devalued down to $20 billion, so be it. I lost $20 billion. So what? What are you going to make of it? I love this guy. I love his courage. He's willing to stick it to the man, even though he's the richest guy in the world. I love it. And I can tell you, just reading the tea leaves, Elon Musk loves Donald Trump. I guarantee it. And when he goes into the voting booth, he's going to vote for Donald Trump. I don't know how much he's going to be able to say, I love Donald Trump, between now and November 5th. I'm not sure he'll be able to do it. But he it's real. I guarantee you he loves Donald Trump. And he hates Joe Biden. And he hates the Demon Rat Party. And, you know, he has an interesting background. He's from South Africa. So he's seen countries going down the toilet. He lived there. He lived in South Africa, which has become a hell hole, a true hell hole. For the poor white people still living in South Africa, it is a hell hole. And for those that are out in the country with not much, you know, all alone, like the farmers, it's not only a hellhole, it's a charnel. It's a killing ground. It's a grave. Many of them have been murdered by brutal, brutal crowds, which we're seeing now on our streets. And the president's posting this. Pictures of youths beating the hell out of, killing people, little people. I watched one of a little boy in a middle school was being pummeled by youths. You know what youths are. He's being pummeled by youths. And the school hid it from the little boy's dad. Elon Musk can identify with that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're not going to have anything.
Oh, we're back, folks. And I'm just listening to the president. Let's spend the last couple minutes listening to him. It's brilliant. His teleprompters have quit. They're in Dayton. And so he's just extemporizing now because the wind has basically blown them over.
1 week ago, I met with a family of 22-year-old nursing student, incredible person, Lakin Riley, who was brutally murdered in Georgia last month while out on a morning run. She was so badly beaten up, unrecognizable. Can you believe it? Lakin's killer was set loose into the United States through Joe Biden's program of releasing military-age males into our communities after they've illegally crossed our southern border. And that's what happened. And this animal came in. Lakin Riley would be alive today if Biden had not unleashed this savage attack on America. And that's what he's done. But instead of apologizing to Lakin's family, Joe Biden apologized to the killer for calling him illegal. I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have called him illegal. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'd like to apologize to the killer. He's more concerned with the killer. He couldn't even pronounce her name right. He's more concerned with the killer than he is with Lakin. And that's the problem. They're more concerned with criminals than they are with the people of our country that built our country and that are keeping our country afloat. Because that's all. With the policies they have, all you can do is keep it afloat. And you'll be lucky if you do that. And let me tell you, 7 months is not a long time in one way. In another time, it's eternity. Because these guys can do damage like nobody's ever. I don't know. They either hate our country or they're grossly incompetent. And anybody that can cheat on elections the way they do is not incompetent, okay? I think they hate our country. So now they have a new term for people like this. They call them neighbors. Neighbors. They want to call them neighbors. So that
now you heard that. This is what the president's doing. That was a good moment. I captured that. Lakin Riley, brutally murdered by an illegal, and I like the term, president's term, savage. A savage. That's what's flooding into the country. Savages. Nobody else has the balls to say that. But that's the truth. They're coming into your town. They're going to kill, rob, rape you and your children, your loved ones. And Donald Trump has what it takes to face that, to see it, to see what's really happening, to see what's in front of his face and your face. And he's saying it. They can't. That's what Trump derangement syndrome is. They can't stand a man proclaiming the truth eloquently to millions upon millions of people. That's what they hate about him. So on this Monday night, March 18th, we'll have to end with that. And I don't know what Trump's next great appearance will be, but he's just charging. He's in tremendous physical shape. As I said, he won the club championship at Trump International in Palm Beach. So I'm feeling good about all of these things as the snowball is headed for hell. I'm feeling good about there's some opposition. The snowball might not make it all the way down there. We'll see you tomorrow night and with more of the Trump phenomenon. So long. Thanks.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. truth.